Okay, it's 12:29, midnight 29, midnight 39 even. I can't see properly. But it is my phone and the numbers are quite small, so I'll let myself off for that one. So this is Midnight Ramblings, number 4. I'm still awake, basically, so I have to do something. So I want to talk about success stories and failures of the past 3 months, let's say. So, well, actually, a year and 3 months, more than a year and 3 months. Where are we? When I first sign up to Podbean, April 18 months ago, nearly 18 months ago. So let's start with that. So for the first 12 months, I did absolutely nothing with Podbean. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't work out what was going on. I couldn't see the potential of it. And my head was in a different place. And I stuck with Revolution Radio. Actually, I must have looked at Podbean at the same time as I looked at Revolution Radio, as I was invited there, and I had to make a decision about where I put my energy and my attention, and I chose the radio side rather than the podcasting side at the time. I think that was the right decision, because I learned a lot. I learned an awful lot from being forced to do a fixed time and a 60-minute show on a Saturday afternoon. It's disciplined me. It's forced me to use that format in a very specific style, because I limited the time. I have to be very concise about what I want to do. And I've been building arguments using other people's voices on videos and framing things in a particular way that fits into an hour. So I can tell a story, I can tell a personal story, or use a personal story to move into a discussion of some specific issue, then play a video that puts another point of view or reaffirms the position that I'm taking. And I've been using it to reinforce the assumptions that I'm bringing to the broadcast, which is imagination creates reality, and that we create our own reality in the way that we feel and express and think. And it's coloured by trauma, and it's coloured by childhood experience. And all those things are subconscious and need to be addressed and need to be looked at. So that's the context of the radio show. So it was very much about me finding a way to express the healing side of what I do, the Reiki side of what I do, emotional freedom techniques that deal with trauma, essentially. And I got stuck at some point in only doing shows about healing in various forms, and then I got bored with it, so I had to do something else. I got blocked because the hour format was, and the way I was approaching it was limiting me, so I had to find a way to broaden things out. And that's when I looked at Podbean again. So it's about 4 months ago I came back to Podbean, and I didn't have the money for a new subscription, so I had a fortnight to test it, because I'd ignored it for a year. I had 2 weeks to test it and decide whether I wanted to invest some money in it. And customer support gave me an extension to that, so I got an extra couple of weeks. So I had a month to evaluate it, and I came to the conclusion that there was something there that I hadn't seen in the previous time that I'd evaluated it. and I see it very clearly now, having been here for 4 months or whatever, I see the value of it very, very clearly. And it's starting to feed back into another radio show. So that's interesting in itself. So what happened was I got blocked on the 60 Minute show. But I was still looking for a way to expand what I was doing. So the 60 Minute show became a limitation. And I couldn't figure out what to do to get round how the limitation that I was feeling with it. I was looking at another time slot. I started to look at doing a show on another radio station. That was February. I started that. I did two shows and it didn't feel right. And there was other things going on in my life that made it not practical to do that. So I let that go. And then the same block was there, the same feeling of limitation on the radio show was there. So that's when I started looking at Podbean again. Podomatic first, then Podbean. I didn't really see what to do on Podomatic either. Podbean was more promising than Podomatic. So I put my energy there. I let the radio show go pretty much for 3 months as well. And put all my energy into Podbean, which may or may not have been the right thing to do, but it's what I did. And then the Podbean experience is feeding back into another radio show. So that gets me round the limitation of the hour format. I could have just added another hour onto it, but then I would still have had the limitation that was in my head. And now that I've done something else, somewhere else, the limitation that was in my head isn't in my head anymore. So I've worked around it and come back to the radio show fresh. I'm doing a much better radio show now as well. So I'm happy with the experience. It's been a bit complicated, but I'm happy with the experience. And I started to look at Podomatic again. And I've now found a way to do something with Podomatic. I found a category that I like. I'm reusing the same content and adding extra content there as well, to give it a slightly different feel overall, but with a very strong structure. And that seems to be working for me there. So I'm good with that side of things. So I've got two podcasts that are working. One radio show that's working with another one coming on stream in 2 or 3 weeks' time after the Mercury retrograde, which gives me time to play with the format and experiment a little bit with it. And I'm doing that as a collaboration, so that makes it interesting as well. And yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good.